Blog Talk Radio.
Already, they're going to start already.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on danger for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media to just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them. That's straight from Mike.
What that man said, right?
Yes.
And I repeat it, fuck them. They're already starting to play these cocksuckers. They ain't got better to do on it. They can go watch fucking Snoop Dogg and playing that, throwing out the first pitch at White Sox today.
Oh, did you see the game?
Somebody sent me a thing.
Oh, okay. Well, real quick, they have a thing. The Sox are playing for the next six games home, you know. So the Sox, I had the information wrong when I last spoke with you. What has taken place is the city of Chicago, for all the officers, fire department, that kind of thing, that were for overtime, everything with the NATO weekend, they are all going to the next six games at Comiskey for their well-deserved work.
Well, crazy, but I got a news flash for you. I don't know if you heard about this today or if anybody else heard about it. But one of the guys from the Devil's Ride, he called out Kurt Sutter because Kurt Sutter wrote that Dax could probably kick the shit out of all those guys. So then I'll read you what it is, but it's on his Twitter. I'll put the link in a second, but it says, Sons of Anarchy, fight brewing with the Real Motorcycle Club.
Right.
The star of the Sons of Anarchy just got an invitation to get his face bashed in by a real-life member of a motorcycle club who has a serious beef with the creator of the show. It's all over some pretty incendiary comments made by Sons creator Kurt Sutter aimed at the stars of the Devil's Ride. Sutter's tweet read, watch Devil's Ride, probably get in trouble for saying this, but I'm pretty sure my SOA actors could kick the shit out of this real MC. Obviously, right. The Devils weren't too happy about the statement. TMZ spoke with a guy named Sandman, a very scary member of the club, who tells us, I'm concerned about Kurt's creative mind. He's stuck in make-believe land with his recent comment on Twitter. He adds, here's a reality check for you, Kurt. I'm sending a personal invitation to your pretty-faced Kurt Cobain lookalike star Jax to come down to San Diego and prove your point. Yes, Sandman, just challenged Charlie Hunan to a fight. He ain't done yet. He continued. And tell him to wear those shiny white kicks, too. I hope he's a size 11. I can use some new shoes.
Yeah. I did see that out there, but I didn't get a chance to get in there. I don't have Twitter.
Yeah, well, you don't need Twitter. You can go on TMZ and get it. It's fucking hilarious. But, let me get back to that real quick. I'll put it on the link here. Let's see. Yeah, Art, that's the big guy that likes the box with the big mouth. But, Yeah, Bill had to take his mom to the heart doctor today, and he he's not going to be with us. He had some other things going on with it, so he said to say hello, and see y'all next week. Hello, friend. Let's see. Hang on. Trying to find this other one. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, there's another one I put on my blog today. It's called Beware Known Criminal Gang Members. Protect yourself and arm yourself with a camera. Document all criminal gang interactions. Badges don't get extra rights. This is off of coplock.org. But it says, known criminal gang members are roaming the highways in your neighborhood. They swear an oath to their brotherhood on the thin blue line. And it's got watch for gang identifiers, which are vehicles. Armaments are normally handguns, shotguns, assault rifles, tasers, tear gas, billy clubs, gun belts, bulletproof armor, handcuffs, even drones. Clothing is usually black or... Wait, listen. Clothing is usually black or blue-collared costume, identical to fellow gang members in claimed turf, adorned with ribbon and badges, which they are believed grant them extra rights. The demeanor. They may appear friendly, but quick to threaten or initiate force. The demeanor varies drastically when upholding the thin blue line. Individuals who fit the description are known to initiate violence. Protect yourself and arm yourself with a camera. So I'll put that in a link for you guys. You can get that off of here. It is. It's CopBlock.
Okay.
.org. You just go there, you can get it. But
okay.
Yeah, and then that one, and it, there's another one that's who owns you? Protect yourself. You're 8 times more likely to be killed by a cop than a terrorist. Individual wearing badges are not held accountable for actions. We can change that. Film everything. Transparency is key. Get an objective record and document everything. Names, badge numbers, and timeline. It's the same thing I tell everybody. Make sure you get a business card, and on the back of that business card, write the time, the date, and where you were. If questioned, asked, am I being detained? If not, walk away. If you're not being detained, remain silent and do not consent to searches. Educate yourself. You are the owner of your life, your body, your mind, your energy, and any consequent results of your life's efforts. You have the right to act as long as you don't initiate force. It's freedom coupled with responsibility. Don't buy into the fear and decisiveness peddled by the government. Think for yourself and work to strengthen your community. Be willing to modify your views when presented with better evidence. Have the courage to follow your heart and intuition.
Right.
Expose yourself to ideas that advance interactions. That's also on my blog. Under the title, Who Owns You?
Okay.
So what's the update on what's going on in Chicago now? You said something earlier about the mayor?
Yeah, the mayor has it to where everybody that took place in the NATO meeting weekend, they are watching baseball. And the city.
Yeah.
They don't have to pay for it.
Wow. Hang on a second.
Okay.
Is this Boston?
Possibly. Possibly. It ain't California, I'll tell you that much. What's going on, people?
You have to excuse me tonight.
I've had a few shots of Patron. It's been one of them days. So if I get mouthy, you can just, you know, put me on mute. but that's besides the point.
So you're making fun of my pictures with no smiles, huh?
Well, man, you put them out there, so I was like, no smile on this one, no smile on that one, no smile on the other one.
Smiling.
Yeah, you're smiling where?
The inside.
Oh, okay. I'll have to, next time, I'll have to, like, sit down in front of the picture and really, really think hard and maybe I can, like, see that smile. So what's a good word for tonight? What's going on?
No, I just talked about who owns you, which is the cops. You know, record everything, get the name, badge number, time, date, all that good shit. So when you go after, you got everything written down. Go ahead.
Question about that. Like, I totally agree with that, you know, record what's going on and stuff. But have there been any incidences where, you know, cops have taken recording devices and, you know.
Matter of fact, there was one in Boston and the guy won. That was one of the precedents that gave everybody the right to record. That's that thing I sent you the other day.
The one I'm trying to remember. You sent me a bunch of things the other day. When did that take place?
The right to Boston?
About
a year and a half ago in the common there. Right there in the common. And it was originally sent to me by Art.
By Art? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Art's the man, but he's, you know, however, you know, there's a Silent Bob, we should just call him Silent Art.
When he gets riled up, he calls in. Probably at work today, that's why he's just listening. But,
Where's Nora?
I'm right here.
Hello, Mamacita.
Hello, Mamacita.
How are you?
I'm okay, and you?
Awesome. Oh, pretty good. It got a little bit of a buzz going, but I'm good.
Hey, that's okay. I just need a bottle of VO, and then I'll be right behind you.
Yeah, a bottle of VO. that's some yucky stuff there. Whoa.
Oh, no, that's some good stuff when you have it straight.
Everybody I've ever seen that ever drank that stuff in the morning, they were a sight for sore eyes.
No, it never bothered me. It never affected me like that. The only thing is, the last time when I had that and I was trying to get a good drunk on, I became the opposite, and which put people in out of my hands, meaning they got out of my way real quick.
One of those episodes, eh?
It's one of those where you really wanted to go out and get a nasty drunk on, and because you were just so hostile, it just didn't happen. And after, when you're drinking like four tall straight VOs on ice, then you go to other whiskey and stuff, and it just ain't happening. But people just knew to stay clear.
Now we have Phil. Where's Bill?
Well, Bill had to take his mom to the heart doctor today, and he had a couple other issues going on. So he said say hello, and we'll see you guys next week.
Awesome.
Yeah, no, we had some issues with a friend of ours, and he spent yesterday and part of the morning today in court, so.
Oof.
Yeah.
Don't like those days.
No.
Not good.
To get to what I was talking about, the right to record, it's the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department took an important stand last week declaring that citizens have a First Amendment right to videotape the actions of police officers in public places, and seizure or destruction of such violates constitutional rights. What I told you guys, I'll tell you again. You can record at any time in a public place, except you can't record if they're undercover, you can't record them walking into their house, and you can't record them in the bathroom. Other than that, it's fair game.
I don't mean to interrupt you, because I know when you get going, you don't like to be interrupted. But isn't there stipulations on the audio aspect? Now, I went to school 10 years ago at one of the tech colleges over here, and I was in the video and radio program. And there was big controversy then over you were able to maintain video footage any way you wanted because the cameras were the thing of age, but you needed to get permission to have anybody's like voice audio. Now, they throw that around? You know, because it's the most fun. Sure, go ahead, Nora.
Okay. I'm sorry. You were going to say that they were stating that in your class.
Yeah,
that you would have to.
How long ago was that? 10 years? We've come a long way.
2004.
Okay, real quick. Sorry.
Because they had put in our head, you know, make sure you have, when you're filming, you know, people talking, et cetera, make sure you have permission, you know, because of, I guess, privacy stuff, whatever. But I'm just
like I told you before, if you bend over once, you're going to bend over twice. You got to remember who's teaching the class. Okay?
Right,
we've come a long way since then.
Okay, can I say something real quick?
Hurry up.
Okay. Bite me. Anyways, now, during the NATO weekend here, this is what I wanted to explain to Stacy in regards to the recording. Now, I don't know if they showed on the news by you. Okay, now 2 hours they were on live here. Okay, so not only, because it was out in public, okay, not only were the demonstrators taping, recording, so were the officers from rooftops.
That's usually, nowadays that's like, it seems like that it's standard protocol. Wherever you have a gathering of people trying to protest, you've got both ends of the spectrum filming what's going on, you know?
Right.
Okay.
But at least this way you know right at this moment, okay, that took place, was able to take place, and there is no problem.
All right, now.
Okay.
The Justice Department made the statement in a federal lawsuit brought against the Baltimore PD for Sharp, who used his cell phone to take video of the police arresting and beating a friend at Pimlico on the day of the 2010 Preakness. The officers took Mr. Sharp's cell phone while he was recording, wiped the phone clean of all videos before returning to him. The Court of Appeals for the First and Seventh Circuits have wisely found the Constitution protects the right to videotape police officers while they perform official duties. The video taken by another witness of the beating at Pimlico shows that the right to record is crucial to hold the police accountable for their actions. That's why they want to turn it off, because they don't want anybody to fucking break it off in their ass when they fuck up. Mr. Sharp sued for damage to his personal property and for injunctive relief in the form of clear policy on videotaping consistent with the Constitution and also training for the police. The judge hearing the case arranged a settlement conference for May 30th of this month, though the case is far from being settled. Last November, the police department issued an order paying lip service to the right of citizens to make video recording of police activity. But the day after the order became public, as the Baltimore Sun reported, police officers were caught on video threatening to arrest for loitering a man who was recording them as they surrounded him and held someone on the ground. It is essential that the Justice Department and the federal courts make clear that police departments will be held liable for violating constitutionality rights. Some of this editorial appeared on May 21st on page 22 of the New York edition with the headline, The Right to Record, and I put the link in the chat room for everybody.
Okay.
But, all right, I want you guys to hold on 1 second. I'm going to bring this caller in.
Okay.
Is that you, Alicia?
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Alicia.
Good. I'm intrigued. What happened with Ron Jeremy?
Which one? The one that he was supposed to come on the radio show, or what happened when we were in Florida? Or both?
Florida. I was intrigued. Both, if you want to call both of them. What happened?
Well, he was supposed to come on my radio show that Wednesday before we left to go to the Exotica. And I talked to him Monday, and he's like, oh, you know, I can't do it. He ended up, he had to go to Washington, D.C. before he traveled down to Miami, so we kind of postponed that. But he's just a wild man, that's all I can say. I was there with
him.
Yes,
I met him once, he's a character.
Yeah, he's a little out there. But me and, when we, you know, I went up and I introduced him because, you know, we really didn't have a chance to, I've never met him before, he's never met me, so... you know, when he first got there, it was before anything he started, so I wanted to make sure that I walked over there and, you know, introduced myself. And he's like, yeah, we have to, you know, get together, we'll sit down, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay. Well, then me and Kelsey, we were at our booth, and then we kind of grabbed him to come get a picture with us. So the three of us were standing there, and he was having a good time, like just grabbing our asses and stuff like that. I'm thinking, you know what? this man's grabbing my ass. You think I'm going to stand here and not grab his? So I ended up grabbing Ron Jeremy's ass, and we got, you know, some pictures taken with him.
There you go.
He's, it's a shame because, you know, when you're there, it's just everything is just so busy and stuff like that. So,
I don't have anything.
Yeah, so, but it was kind of fun, though. I mean, we had a good time. But it was a fun time. It was a real good time, I have to say.
So what do you got coming up? Anything coming out that anybody might be interested in? And give your links.
Okay, it's we actually have a new our new website is up. It's AliciaPleasure XXX.com, and it's spelled ALESIA. We're getting a lot of Twitter hits now, so we're trying to reach the 2,000 mark. I mean, as I know that sounds, you know, not like a lot, but that's Alicia Pleasure, same spelling, ALESIA, at Twitter. And then my Facebook is spelled a little differently. It's ALICIA and COWAN. People can follow me on that. And I have a Alicia Pleasure fan club Alicia Pleasure fan group. It's on Facebook now, so we just started that. We had a shoot scheduled for Saturday, but I think that's fallen through because, you know, with the holiday and stuff like that. So, you know, just doing some shoots and stuff like that, some local stuff for ourselves. There's a producer from, I think he's from Ohio. I guess he's an independent film videographer. We're collaborating with him to do some, I guess, soft and hard core movies that you would see in hotel rooms. So we're excited about that. That's new. That's it. You know, getting offers, you know, here and there, which is good. We got when we were in Miami, I met with a videographer from there who, you know, saw me on one of my modeling sites, and he wants to actually do a mainstream movie about vampires, and, you know, wanted to know if I would be interested. So it seems like it's all coming together now, which is a good thing.
Good.
Hey, how you been?
Everything's good. I just had a bunch of military stuff over the weekend, and when I went to the VA and passed out your pictures, I want to know when they're going to see you. Some guys are going to be there for a while. They asked when you're coming out to California.
Okay, yeah, we're actually trying to set something up, I think, within the next 2 months. We actually got an email from somebody over in England who wants me to go over there for a week to do some shooting and stuff. So we're trying to coordinate with everything now and, you know, make sure that, you know, some things aren't being left behind because, you know, we have our own things going, too, besides, you know, the videos and stuff, so... We just have to make sure that everything's in place before we do anything. But, you know, we do have our plans to go out to California. I can't wait to meet yous and, you know, just hang out. I'm excited.
Just do me a favor when you hang out with Phil. Get a picture of him smiling and post that thing all over the place.
Okay.
Because the man don't smile. He just does not smile. I don't care what you got to do to him. Whatever. Just get that picture.
Okay. We'll post it all over the place. Come on,
yeah,
Doug.
I said friends. What would I do without friends? Everybody teases me and says I don't smile.
All right, so wait a minute. So when you got all those pictures that I sent you, you didn't even, like, crack a smile then? Or were you, like, horrified? Like, oh, my God.
No, his thing is he was smiling inside.
Oh, okay. That's okay. It's still a smile somewhere.
He's just got that George Washington pout face going on, you know?
All right. Well, I'll do my best to make him smile.
Awesome.
I hope I can. Yeah, so what have you guys been up to?
Nothing, really. I had a bunch of... Bill and I were actually together for 2 days. Two events. Yeah, usually we're split up, but we had we committed ourselves to this to be at the same place at the same time.
Ah, that's good.
Yeah, it was a good day.
I had one problem,
though. The stator went out of my Dyna, so my battery started the bike, kept it running, but...
Oh, no. That's not good.
Yeah, I ended up getting that fixed at 5 o'clock to be ready to go.
Oh, geez. So what do you have planned for this weekend? Anything fun, or...?
Mexico.
Wow.
Don't drink the water or eat any ice cubes.
That's all bullshit. They're better now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well,
no, I have a party. It's at the Solo Angels Clubhouse. It's they're a motorcycle club in Tijuana. And start out in Tijuana and then head down to Rosarita and then down to Ensenada after that.
Oh, wow, that sounds like a great weekend.
Pardon me?
Is it a whole weekend or a day, just a day trip?
Friday, right after work.
Okay, wow. Did you ever launch that boat that you sent me, the picture of, that one day?
I'm sorry?
The boat, the ship. Did you ever launch that ship that, remember you sent me that picture?
Yeah, I was on it when it went out.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Yeah. In fact, Nora was awestruck by those pictures. Huh, Nora?
What?
Really?
What?
The pictures I sent you, she asked about the ship launch.
Oh, yeah, it was cool. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, that was, just a couple pictures you sent me or the picture you sent me, I was like, wow, that's neat. Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
You can't trade in broken items.
And somebody said, can you hear how happy, hear it in his voice how happy he is?
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know. You always sound the same to me. You sound like an easygoing guy, you know.
I'm the guy in the back of the room you got to worry about.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't want to ever get on your bad side, so I don't think that will ever happen. I'm going to hope not anyway.
No. But what else is going on? Let everybody know when your show's on.
Oh, it's Triple X Porn Star Radio, and I'm on Wednesday, every Wednesday night from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. And actually, when we were in Miami, I ended up getting two girls there. One of them's Whitney Morgan, and the other one is Sydney Screams. And they're taken Thursday night, and they're BBWs, and they're, like, into the fetish and stuff like that. So I think that show is going to be good because, you know, they can interact with each other, you know, especially when you can't get guests and stuff like that. But, you know, so far so good. You know, I didn't have a good week last week because, you know, I really, you know, anticipated, you know, Ron Jeremy coming on and everybody else that we tried to talk to, you know, to get, they were either on their way to Miami or they were already in Miami. So, but, you know, hopefully, you know, you know, we'll get more listeners. You know, we had another person call in, which was a good thing. And I just think it's so brand new and I don't know how people really take it, you know, just from being down there, you know, Sunday. You know, you're going to Exotica. You're going where there's toys, there's, you know, adult film stars. And I swear to God, I think people thought it was a car show or it was, you know, a church sermon because they seemed like they were mortified with some of the things that, you know, we were handing out and stuff like that. It's just like, you know, where do you think you are? But,
oh,
you know,
tell
I mean,
me
was,
get over it.
Exactly. Yeah, like, you know, we were doing pictures, you know, and... you know, we got a little crazy. We had vibrators, and, you know, we weren't showing anything because we weren't allowed to. No insertions and stuff like that. But,
you were at the show, right?
I was at, yeah, we were at the show.
It's just like going to a bike show. If you get bikers and girls together, you're going to see shit. And if you don't want to see it, then don't go.
Exactly. That you're absolutely right. Like we had this couple come up, and you know, you could get your picture taken with me or Kelsey Tyler or both of us. We had a green screen set up, and you know, we just put in different backgrounds. you know, and the lady that was there was trying to tell the guy, you know, oh, hey, you can get your picture taken with either one of us. And, you know, he looked at his wife like he really wanted to do it. And she's like, oh, no, I don't think you're going to do this. And she slammed the stuff down, the handouts that we were handing out, and, like, and literally got mad at him and walked away. You know, and like, being this woman, we looked at each other like, where do you think you are? You know, you paid money to come in here. What do you want? What do you want to see? You know, I didn't.
Yeah.
I don't get people. You know, but that's, you take the good with the bad. You know, somebody was, you know, they were picketing outside from what I understand, but I think it was only two people. You know, one guy was kicked out because he was taking pictures walking, I guess, with a cell phone or a camera, you know, like a skirt level, and, you know, somebody told him to stop, and he didn't like it, and, you know, he came after them, you know, verbally, and security was there, and they kicked him out. But, you know, it was just, I think it was very tame. You know, we had a lot of people at our booth at, you know, certain times, because we put on certain shows, you know, but nothing too graphic, but, you know, but that's what people are there for. They pay $45 to come in. You know, they just don't want to walk around and see, you know, fully clothed, you know, women, or, you know, they're there to see, you know, porn stars, or, you know, it's just, there's always somebody to ruin something, but, you know, we still had a good time.
Yeah, but I don't. It's like people, you know, every once in a while, you know, I got something going on where I have to have people there, or I have to have things going on with models. And
right.
we had this bull dyke who happened to be a staff sergeant in the Marine Corps. He'd all been out of shape. Now, if anybody's been to Hooters, those girls, they're tastefully dressed.
Right.
Okay? She got all bent out of shape because we had Hooters girls walking around selling raffle tickets. How do you think we're going to sell raffle tickets that you're going to get the money from at the end of this event? And you want to do this? She
right.
got all pissed off because I let her have it.
Good. Good. Good for you. I don't understand people and where they come from. And, you know, again, if that's not your cup of tea, don't go. Don't go there. Don't shit on anybody else's parade, because there's people that paid to get in there that did what, you know, they wanted to do. They saw what they wanted to see. They met, you know, they met us. They met other people. You know, there's always a fly in the ointment. That's all I can say. There's always somebody there to ruin it, and it's not even necessary. Like, they had a real big, now, this convention center is huge. Saturday night, they had Miami High School's prom at the convention center. And it was like, you know, the prom versus the, you know, the porn stars. It's a clash. Well, I can tell you that this convention center is huge. Not one exhibit. We were in Exhibit C. I don't even know where they were. It's so cordoned off that there's no way that the kids from the prom would ever be in contact with our exhibit unless they physically came in. You know, it's not
right.
like they could sneak through a door and go down the hallway. You know, but the parents were outraged because, you know, the school scheduled at the same time as the expo. It was no big deal. You know, there was stuff that happened outside that we didn't even know about until, like, the next day. They had
yeah.
said that China was there, the ex-wrestler turned porn star. She was
yeah.
there, and she...
Apparently she went to a party the night before and got thrown out of that party because she passed out there, too.
Well, yeah, that's what they said. She passed out Friday, and they said she passed out Saturday. We didn't know about it until Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, like, there was stuff that happened outside the exhibit that, again, that we had no idea, and they didn't know what we were doing in there. So, you know, for people to, again, have an opinion, you know, like, I understand. I probably would have been the same way, not knowing the situation. But I'm sure parents probably dropped their kids off, you know, looking for trouble that just wasn't there. There's always somebody, you know, screaming the loudest. And it's just, it's a shame. But it didn't affect our exhibit, I don't think, in any way, shape, or form, which was good.
Because like out here in California, you know, like Art says here, this is what he wrote: biker event equals half naked girls, cigars, and beef.
Yep.
Fran says I need to use another word other than raffle or poker run, because the state of California is back into coming, and you know they come to the events and then confiscate all the money.
Oh. See, that's
yep.
crazy.
Yeah.
That's
and you're doing it for charity, you know. You're not doing it just to line your own pockets. That's what I don't understand. But,
yeah.
you know, even the government, they have their hands into everything, too. They, you know. Yeah. Anyway. That's a whole different story altogether.
That's
but,
true.
But we had a good time. So, you know, I'm glad we did it. I don't know if we would do it again because, you know, although there was a lot of people there, you know, it did cost a lot of money to go in, and people just, you know, with this economy, people just aren't spending like they normally would. So, you know, it was an experience. I can say that we did it, and, you know, but, you know, waiting for things to show to pop up on YouTube here and there. But, yeah.
Like this,
so.
Is anything you're going to do out in public? Just be
mm-hmm.
prepared on what you did, because you're going to see it somewhere down the road.
I know. And that's what I thought of while I'm doing this. Like, you know, most of my family, they don't really know what I do. So, like, all I can picture is, you know, something popping up on YouTube and, you know, everyone going, hey, wait a minute, isn't that, you know, and I'd be like, yeah, no, that's not me. You know, but how do you know, at that point, it's just like you're out there, so why not just, you know, own what you're doing, so... But, you know, that did flash into my mind as I was doing, you know, certain things. And, yeah, but, you know, you get into it, you don't think about that, and you just have fun. You go with it. You have fun, and that's kind of what we did. So, and it was all harmless, which, you know, which is it. And nothing showed, I don't think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But it was fun.
So, you're, and Wednesday's show coming up, what do you got going for that?
We have when we were down there, we met, you know, of course, you know, I did some interviews and stuff like that with people. We have a company called White Elephant, and it's some sort of, it's like an enhancement. So the guy's that's going to call in. We're going to, you know, discuss that. And they actually have another line coming out called Pink Elephant that's, specializes in women and I guess just having a better orgasm and stuff like that. So we have them lined up so far. I actually have a hypnotist who wants to come on, and we ran out of time yet last night, so I'm going to see if I can get him on this Wednesday.
Huh.
And we're trying to, you know, just get a couple other, you know, people in the business lined up just to call in. So,
okay, well.
But...
Maybe I'll call in Wednesday, give you an update on Mexico, because a lot of things I do down there, we have a model. It's just like Vegas. We have this event we do. It's called a skull ceremony, but I can't really tell you about it, but it involves a guy and a girl.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, you can tell me about it on my show, though. Right? Or no?
Yeah, I could do that.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. Well, you have a good time and enjoy yourself, and I say take pictures, and hopefully that might make you smile.
I want to see this smile. That's all I have to say.
There you go. Well, I'll see if I can get him to smile when we go when we come out to California and we do some photos together. How's that sound?
When are you coming in the next 2 months?
What's that?
And when are you going to be able to come? In the next 2 months?
I think so. I think that's what we're planning, in the next 2 months. Yeah, because
the races started Delmar. That's a good.
Uh-huh.
That's a good. Yeah, that, you guys, we'll go there. You guys have a good time there.
Oh, okay. When's that?
It starts at the end of July and it runs to September.
Oh, okay. All right, good.
Yes.
And I think the reason, I think somebody actually contacted contacted us about going to Sturgis too. I think there's a bar that wants me to do an appearance there, so you know, we're keeping that open too. So, you know, things are starting to you know, shake a little bit, which is good. So, but yeah, we'll definitely make it out before the end of the summer, and we'll go there. That sounds like a good time.
Okay, and then like anything else, send me the stuff, and I'll put it on the blog for you. Because today
okay.
I wrote in here. I was just tooting my own horn a little bit, and this made me smile. Did you hear that, Stacy? This made me smile.
I'm hearing it, but I ain't seeing it. That's two different things, darling. You know.
Today, just because I have some stuff on my website about the Devil's Ride. And about Rusty and T-Rod, and we're on the
yeah.
show that the other day.
Yeah.
My website today, page views today, was 105,478.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah, that's great.
You know, and like you were saying, the conventions that you do, and, you know, you guys got things on display, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, people need to stop being prudes, because I myself had a fantastic sex toy potty like a year ago. And
yeah, yeah.
It most
oh, I remember that.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, if people want to stay hidden in the closet and just go to, like, little household parties where, you know, I'm serving cheese and crackers and they want to, you know, buy
yeah,
discreetly. It's such crap, because so many people are into that. They're just afraid to say, you know, hey, look, this is what's up, and that's whether you like it or not, you know?
Right.
So, you know,
well,
just keep on, you know, forging the pathway. That's all I can, you know, really say about that. You got
right.
prunes
well,
in every bunch.
Yeah, but you know what? It's like this that new book that's out, The 50 Shades of Grey. You know, everyone's
uh-huh.
saying, oh, it's mommy porn. It's mommy porn. Well, what the hell is mommy porn? Like, I never heard of that before.
I
know,
never heard
like,
of
people,
it. My mother read the book, and she told me, she said, I'm appalled.
But she couldn't put it
like,
down, though, right?
Yeah, she's like straight up square, you know? So
she
I'm
bought
appalled.
The book. Okay,
yeah,
well,
did.
Wait to see if she, but wait to, I think there's three parts to that book, or there's two other books, so tell me if she, let me know if she went out and bought the second book yet.
Oh, I will.
Yeah, but that's the thing, you know, I mean, listen, if you want to be a closet, you know, porn freak, you know, that's fine, there's nothing wrong with that, but don't, you know, don't look upon us that, you know, we're evil and stuff like that, you know, we're just as normal as anybody else. It's, you know,
I'll tell you what, the lady who did the demonstration, this was the liveliest party I think I've thrown in a long time, because personally, I got to see my personal friends on a whole nother level, you know, when they're like, here, fire this one up and you can do this with that and blah, and I was like, wow, you're all a bunch of porn fanatics, but she's in the closet.
Right, and there's nothing wrong with feeling good, and that's the bottom line. If it feels good,
truth.
Then there's nothing wrong with it, you know? And that's what people have to remember, and they just don't, but... You know, that's why there's chocolate and vanilla. You know, there's different things for everybody, and you know, but that's okay. You know, there's more people out there that like it than there's people that don't like it. And the people that don't like it, stay home, do your
well,
own
thing.
I'll do my own thing.
Right. Well, the thing is, how many people sit there and they want to talk about it, or they want
mm-hmm.
they go to say something, and then all of a sudden the whole entire everybody just stops and looks. That came out of you.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
Okay, when did you die and become a prude? And, you know, I mean,
yeah.
But you know what I'm talking about.
You know,
who's embarrassed to say what they think?
Right.
Yeah, and you know something, not everything is for everybody, but at least be courteous, have some courtesy and a little bit of respect to the, you know, just to the fact, hey, you know, don't knock another person down for going to, you know, a convention like that. It's just, you know, if you don't like it, then that's all you got to do is say, hey, that's not for me. You know,
right.
But so many people just make a big ordeal out of nothing. And, you know, it, quite frankly, okay, you're making a big ordeal out of these people who are helping entertain you when you're with your significant other and you've got that video popped in or whatever it is you're doing, you know,
right.
But it's not okay to have a convention where people can get together. If you're a fan, you can get autographs, et cetera, you know. It's just
right.
people nowadays just need something to bitch about.
Exactly.
I think that would actually be cool, you know.
Yeah.
But
you know,
not everybody thinks the same way. You know, that's
no,
bottom line.
A lot of people, yeah, they're not that open-minded, unfortunately, so.
Right. I mean, I saw this one video real quick. I saw this one video. It amazed the hell out of me because I never saw a Hishi, you know, at Aphrodite. Okay. I sat there, I'm like, oh, my God. It was just different, weird, but different,
yeah.
You know. And,
there's something, there's so much out there and so much different stuff that people are into, and you wouldn't even think, like, a foot fetish, but a lot of people are into foot fetishes. Maybe
yeah,
I
know people
it,
that
but,
are like
know.
That. They want to see
right.
feet. I'm like, ew,
well,
okay.
Well, you know, I'll tell you one thing. This is not, like, you know, freak moment or anything like that, but me and my ex-husband, you know, when things became things, when you knew when he came, you know, when he came through the door, if he had that little look, it's like, oh yeah. But we used to read to one another, you know,
uh-huh.
like the erotica series and different things like that. And I have different books.
Oh, that stuff is crazy.
But it's like, you know, he'd read 10 pages, I'd read 10 pages. And by the time the 20th page came, you know, that was it.
Right.
It was over, you know. But it's like, I personally, you know, I don't find anything wrong with it. You know, like I said, it's not for everybody, but who is someone to judge what somebody else does? You know, this is America.
Oh, exactly.
It's supposed to be the land of the free for you to be able to
right.
do what you want to do without being scrutinized. But,
hey,
exactly.
I fought for this country to give you those rights to do that.
Yeah.
Say that again.
I fought for this country to give you those rights to do that.
I know.
Yes, sir, you
Thank
did.
You.
Yep, absolutely.
But
people have
okay.
to remember that more.
Exactly. You know, even though
yeah.
the government doesn't give it to us, people past, current, and future military have, men and women.
Right.
But,
well, there's
you
an
know.
Old saying, you deserve what you tolerate. And if you get tired of the bullshit, do something about it. Because 9 out of 10
exactly.
people, it's just like getting a traffic ticket, okay? 9 out of 10 people are going to say, fuck it, and just pay it. And that one person is going to fight. It shouldn't be the other way around.
Right.
Right. Yeah, I know. Actually, my son got a ticket, and I paid it. But then I found out from somebody else, you know, then he ended up getting, like, 3 points against his license. And, you know, I was talking to somebody, and she's like, no, you got to fight that. She said, you know, don't fight the you know, the fine itself, but fight the points. Well, I didn't know that, and I was just like, you know, waited till the last day to pay it. So, yeah, you should fight for your rights and you know, that definitely do that. I'll never pay a ticket again before I, you know, if I don't. I'm going to fight everything, you know, especially a ticket from now on because the points alone.
9 times out of 10 when you go to court, the cop doesn't show up.
Really? Yeah. See, I didn't know that. And I just, you know, like I said, it was like the last day to pay because I forgot about it. And they said, you know, they sent him a letter that if he doesn't pay, they're going to take his license away. I'm like, for going through a yellow light? Are you kidding me? You know, there's people
right.
out here drinking and driving, and he went through a yellow light. But,
yeah,
like,
which
I just,
is a warning, not stop.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
But
well, well,
it's a small town, so.
Here, I got one.
Yeah.
I got one for you guys today. I got this from Art, and I haven't had a chance to post it yet. But in Missouri, another court ruled that the red light cameras were unconstitutional.
That's kind of cool, because today on the news, when I was, like, trying to interrupt, I raised my hand to excuse me next time. Today on the news, I don't know if they're just trying to make the public more aware or trying to do whatever. I'm not sure. They had this whole spiel on cameras that are monitoring red lights and stop signs and how they were going to be in full, I guess, readiness for this Memorial Day weekend because
According to the state of Rhode Island, studies show that on Memorial Day itself, people have a tendency of going through more stop signs and red lights, and they had, like, the numbers in play.
Wow.
And I was like, are you kidding me? Just for Memorial Day, not for New Year's Eve or Christmas or anything else? Just Memorial
right.
Day, you know? So they have fully made the public aware that the cameras are all going to be turned on.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And my thing with asking you, Phil, the last show, I know you had talked about a couple of people who fought tickets due to cameras, and there was something you had said that you can use in court because it's a camera, it's not a person.
Right to face your accuser, not a
there
cop.
There you go. There
make
you go.
Oh.
Or if they take the picture here in California and send it to the company in fucking Arizona, and some guy sitting in Arizona decides you went through the fucking red light, you have the right to face your accuser in this country. Obama's fucking with a lot of our shit, but he hasn't fucked with that one yet. And you have the right
like
to face
that.
Your accuser.
Yeah, because, I was talking to a couple of my friends, and I'm like, I said, I gotta talk to old boy Phil there. I'm like, because he knows exactly what it is, because, it does get wild on Memorial Day weekend. It's like the first official weekend to go sis boom.
That's why I leave the country.
you better be careful about that, because, you know, people who've left the country have become shock bait, you know? So,
yeah, well, stay away from water.
Yeah, it's in the water, Phil. Trust me.
Trust me.
yeah, really. Well, you have a good holiday weekend.
You too.
And I can't wait to hear your stories, Phil.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care. Thanks for having me on.
Bye.
Love everything.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, let's see. We got a guy here. He wants to... He, hold on a second. Listen to this. Hello, Sean.
Hey, Phil. How you doing?
I'm good. So you're intrigued. You'd like to know what these women look like, huh?
Hey, that was a private message.
Well, Phil,
sometimes
I like throwing
somebody under once in a while.
Well, you know, I don't always hear you before I call sometimes, and then when I'm on hold, I'm waiting, I'm listening, and I catch the middle of a conversation, and this was a little bit different than
uh-huh.
the ones in the past, but I got to say it was interesting.
One of the reasons Sean calls is he's having an event Monday, which I'll let him tell you about, but I should be back on this side of the border by 10.
Well, that's plenty of time. If you come by, that's great. If not, you know, there's so many activities going on this weekend.
I'll be there. No, Bill and I will be there.
Oh,
we already, we
yeah.
already, it's already
okay,
set
well,
in stone with us. We'll be there.
Okay, well, I'm glad you mentioned that. So you had mentioned earlier that you might be riding bikes up there, and I did secure you a spot. We have a woman who usually comes there and with her motor home and kind of camped out and everything. And unfortunately, her health is failing, and I have a freed-up space. Immediately as you enter the gated area, immediately to the left, I'm going right by just as the parking begins, in the corner, I'm going to have a spot reserved there for bikes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And I'm going to be letting the guys at the gate know. I'll probably be up at the memorial itself, but I'm going to have everyone, I'm going to have a walkie-talkie, and I'm going to have the guys escort you, and they're just going to point you, actually, where to park, and you'll see it, and they're going to notify me, let me know that people have arrived.
Yeah.
It doesn't start until 2 o'clock, you know,
yeah.
And since you, but you guys, you know, since this will be a reserved spot for bikes, you know, you guys don't feel like you have to get there early. I know a lot of people do come early because the parking is so limited there. But I want to remind people that we're going to be shuttling people up from the Presbyterian Church and the French American School just down the street a little bit, and also at the UCSD parking lot also. So, I mean, everybody will get up there real quick.
Give everybody a little background on what is going to happen that day, please.
Well, of course, it's our It's our Mount Soledad Veterans Memorial Day service, which we have every year. And this year, along with the ceremony, included in the ceremony, will be a special plaque dedication for former president and general of U.S. Armed Forces, General Dwight David Eisenhower. We're going to be having a T-38 flyover, which is really impressive, as well as some music and, you know, dignitaries and so forth, you know, discussing Memorial Day and just a nice place to, you know, to spend your holiday. It's just an hour and a half. If you have time, you're here in San Diego, it's a grand place. If you've never been up there, it's probably one of the finest veterans memorial there is. You ought to come by and take a look at it.
Okay.
There's more on it, of course, on our website, SoledadMemorial.com, and we also have a Facebook page now, Mount Soledad Memorial Association, INC, and there's information, more information, details about it. But
Peter Link, I'm on the blog for you.
All right. That's fantastic. I noticed that we've got quite a few. We had a little spike in our likes on that page, and I would contribute it to that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, today we had, just because I had some stuff on there about that Devil's Ride, we got 105,539 hits today.
My gosh. Now, is this related to the television show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that for the first time last night.
Yeah, the last 2 weeks have been close friends of mine are
uh-huh.
in that show, and they're doing a good job. The other guys I can't say too much about because I'm not really impressed.
Well, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that. I was kind of intrigued by the whole concept. I wasn't certain, you know, how they could pull something like this off. With having the cameras there and all, and I got to see for myself last night, and I was wondering just how genuine it was, namely because I saw somebody in there that I swore I recognized from the movie My Bodyguard.
Yeah.
That came. Is that the same person?
Well, there's a lot of people are saying things that there's some actors in there and some real people and this and that, but
well, they can ride bikes too, you know. So I mean, that's
no. The guy Sandman, the guy who likes to box.
Exactly.
He called out. Yeah, he called out Kurt Sutter today because Kurt Sutter wrote on his Twitter. He tweeted that I watched The Devil's Ride. Probably will get in trouble for saying this. But I'm pretty sure my SOA actors could kick the shit out of this real MC.
Oh.
So, again, TMZ spoke with the guy Sandman, who they say is a very scary member of the club. Yeah, right. Who tells us, I'm concerned that Kurt's creative mind is stuck in make-believe land with his recent comment on Twitter. Sandman adds, here's a reality check for you, Kurt. Sending you a personal invitation to your pretty-faced Kurt Cobain look-alike star, Jax, to come down to San Diego and prove your point. Yes, Sandman just challenged Charlie Hoon into a fight, and he ain't done yet. Sandman continues, and tell him to wear those shiny white kicks, too. I hope they're a size 11. I could use the new shoes.
Well, you know, that might be the best thing that happened. You know, what they say, there's no such thing as bad publicity, you know, such a controversy, you know, might actually be great for the ratings.
Well, yeah, let me find what I had a couple of things that I got from Sutter himself today. Let me find it here real quick. Yeah, right here. No, I didn't put my comments in there. But Sutter said that it's all fodder for the show. And that Charlie Hunan is probably he's a kid from Newcastle, England, who's a tough He said that Charlie's probably the toughest guy on the whole set. And my comment was, well, I couldn't understand why he didn't call out Happy, Lenny the Pimp. Oh, but Lenny the Pimp is was Sonny Barger, and Sandman is Happy is the guy from up north.
I found it interesting. I was just going to pan it, and I ended up watching the entire program. In fact, they were running a couple of them back to back, and I watched those as well.
Yeah. Somebody was just getting a drink of water, so I muted you until you're done. But
up. I was putting my glass in the sink.
We've gotten word that they were actually going to film up at Mount Soledad one time, but I think there was poor weather, so they never actually made it up there. They had called.
About a month and a half ago, Bill and I were at a dealership, and they asked me and Bill to be in it, and we both basically looked at the guy and said, fuck no. We want nothing to do with it.
Yeah, well, it's nice to watch, but I just don't know how. I mean, you're subject to how people edit things when you volunteer for something like that, and that's something that I wouldn't do myself.
Let me say this. If I was downtown with my friends, and a photographer was taking pictures, and I wrapped that fucker upside the head with a beer bottle, I'm going to jail, and they're confiscating the tape to hang me.
Exactly.
Or welcome to Lakeside, and you're doing a gun deal from trunk to trunk. You just basically told them where you're at, and you can read the license plate on the.
That's the point I was trying to.
ATF would be up your ass so fucking fast, they'd hear them coming.
That's why I wasn't sure how they were going to pull a show like this off. The impression I got, though, was. The former president, the one who gave up his patches, Gypsy.
I saw him Saturday. He was at the event.
Okay.
He was there for a little bit and then he took off.
Well, I was there briefly myself too. That was a really crazy day. I intended on staying there. I wanted to find you, as a matter of fact, but
I was smiling for one, according to Stacy.
Right.
And then I was supporting my gear.
Well, we got up there early, and we rode out, and then we ended up going to Banner. Pioneer was having something out there, and someone who was riding with us that day, he wanted to go there too, so we hit a bunch of spots, and I gotta say we rode up just as the girl had gotten hurt and killed, and it just changed the whole mood of the day. It was rather somber. I'm sure everyone here in San Diego heard about it, was covered on the news, It wasn't a pretty sight.
Yeah. Just so some people know, they're still filming. And Art's comment was, but they are the fastest growing club in Dago. ATF may be scared. And then, Stacey, this one's for you. Fran says, was that a drink or was somebody taking a piss and sounded like a flush?
No, I put... two cups.
Yes, Art. They've already been approved for season two.
I believe it. And something like this comes on, you always get a bunch of people that want to be on TV. You're going to get a bunch of people that are, just clamoring to join the club, and that'll be interesting how they weed through,
Well,
my friend Mark from Long Beach just, Phil, since you mentioned the show, are you thinking of joining the Sinister Mob?
No, I
okay,
think
Mark.
The Sinister Mob Syndicate.
Yeah, it's called the Syndicate Mob. or Sinister Mob Syndicate or some shit.
Yeah, they made sure to throw all three buzzwords in there.
Yeah.
You know,
they were filming all the way up. They were filming up until, they're still filming, but the last time Bill and I saw him was with Pastor Z, and he brought over the cameraman and asked us if we wanted to be in it. And basically, Bill and I looked at them both and simultaneously said, fuck no. I want nothing to do with that shit.
I found it interesting to watch. To me, it just seems like it's something that's good. It would be hard to have control of because it's on television, and that guy's, you know, Gypsy. Well, they have a new president now, and I don't envy him because I don't know.
He used to be a bartender at the waterfront downtown.
You know, there were a couple familiar faces there actually, but I don't know what their mission statement is and what they're trying to do. If he's genuine. And or if he's just going to go for the ratings, it's going to be interesting to see how things develop, and that's probably why I may tune in again.
So in other words, you got hooked on the bullshit.
Well, it's not that I got hooked on it. It's just to me, some of it seemed like a train wreck, and you know how people watch, want to watch stuff like that. And to me, it just seemed like, it'd be hard to control and hard to, be entertaining and both genuine. And I'd like to see how they're going to walk that fine line.
Well,
can I say something, please?
You can.
Absolutely.
Thank you. The two things that it's my concern, my voice of reason. With, SOA, it's kind of got that melodramatic soap opera feel to it that keeps you coming back. You know these are actors, you know what I'm saying, et cetera. Okay.
Exactly.
But with this show here, my main concern is that, so many of bikers' rights are being infringed upon, and, some of the things going on and stuff just, again, shows the public.
Basically, what the media does to me. Here's my take on it. Okay, you're in a car. You're on your bike. There's guys rolling down the freeway. You're doing about 75, 80 miles an hour, keeping up with the flow of traffic. All of a sudden, the lights go on behind you. They pull you over, all four of you at the same time, and they jump out with guns drawn because they've watched too much fucking TV. And if you make the wrong move, you're gonna get shot on the side of the fucking freeway. Because they're overacting.
Well, yeah, and that's another thing. The way they edited these clips before the show's actually aired makes it look like it makes it look like there's a fight inside a bar. And then later on, when I saw the program, that's not at all what happened. They were just joking around. And
you're wrong. There was an actual fight in that bar, and yes, they did get barred from that bar.
Well,
and I can't tell you who they got in a fight with, but they got their fucking ass.
The point I'm trying to make is we're here on a blog radio show, about bikers' rights, and thanks to things like what happened in Hollister a long time ago and other bad press, the image of the biker, has always had a stigma to it, and if these people, the producers, the editors, the actors, whatever, whoever writes this program, if they're not careful, they're going to do more damage to the biker's image, than ever, it's been done in, 20, 40 years.
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to care about that because their main concern is ratings and money. What brings in the ratings to make the money? And while us little people of the world are trying to stand up and, get our rights, these people are watching these shows and automatically, like you said, people could get pulled over and guns could be drawn. Or you're going to get the idiots out there that, hey, we're 10 people. Let's do what they do. We'll be our own club, And it just sets,
I don't want to say bad taste, you know, because to me that's not the right wording. But to me, it just, I don't know. I don't think it's a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that was my point. The risk potential exists, I think, of being really bad PR for, you know, anybody, you know, who's riding a bike, especially if they wear a patch. You know, and I don't know how that's going to be received in the MC community. It's going to be interesting to see if it, you know, if it's, you know, accepted, if it's, you know, panned, or if, you know, people actually get upset.
Here's a little example. The area
I live in. A little example for me, okay? Saturday, I don't know what time you were there and what time you left, Sean.
Uh-huh.
About 2:30. There was a guy walking around with a Anarchy cut, a shirt, and a fucking bandana, and he got all upset when he was told he had to take that shit off.
Right.
If you walk into the Lion's Den, you better be able to handle yourself, or don't show up.
Right. I agree.
But what I was gonna say before is the little area I live in. Predominantly in the last 25 years, there's been a few clubs, okay, and I'm not going to go into names of whose club, whatever, but I can tell you this, in the last year and a half, I have seen more new patches of different clubs that some of them I've never even heard of, riding through the
area.
And
the bad part is they're popping up all over out here, too. And,
yeah.
and when I was in Yuma, I must have seen about 20 different ones. That was the first day. Second day, I saw the same people with nothing on.
Well, it's become a status symbol, actually, you know, and it's like with, same thing with, you know, music, you know, in the 50s we had our wholesome Pat Boones and so forth, and then, you know, things got a little more risque, and things sold, you know, there was a certain danger and bad guy image and risk and sex appeal to it, you know, that appeals to the public, and it sold. And that's what's, you know, I think is happened with you know, people who ride motorcycles. You know, people want to have that patch. They want to have that little extra edge, you know, that makes the, you know, I guess, you know, gives them an image, you know, makes them feel like they're, again, like they're part of something, you know, and they got a brotherhood. And they were talking about that a lot on the show the other day. And there's good points, you know, about riding with a group, and then there, you know, there's bad points. And one thing I think, you know, it could do is, you know, for those well-established clubs, you know, it could offend them. That's what I think.
A couple of weeks ago, I was coming up a main intersection in the area I live in the city. And as a matter of fact, I had on Facebook made a comment about it. I was on one lane of traffic, and to the other lane of traffic, there was between 20 and 25 people on them little scooters. They were all guys dressed in, like, little German helmets. They had full face masks on, chaps, leather coats, the whole nine yards. And they were sporting gang paraphernalia.
And they were on
scooters. And they were on scooters, and the colors and stuff that they were running, that's street gang. You know,
right.
Have they graduated to riding scooters? You know, but again, it's like, you know, this stuff is beginning to happen, and, you know, I firmly believe it's because of, you know, the whole status thing. But they were scooting along looking like they belonged going on a journey at least 300 miles away,
right.
And they were just cruising the strip, you know,
right.
And it was like, what is that?
Well, you know, again, you know, they may have felt, you know, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. They may have had a reason why they felt they needed to wear all that gear. But the thing is there when you see that, at least in my opinion, there begins to be a blur between those weekend warrior riders and those who really live the lifestyle. And I feel like that, you know, because there's a blur now when they come in and they look like that, they look like that, they, I don't know if they realize, you know, what sort of trouble they could get into.
Get in my bed and don't make another sound. Now, what do you want me to do?
Okay, Stacey, I didn't mean to do anything. You don't have to yell at me.
What?
I said, I didn't mean to do it. You don't have to yell at me.
Who's yelling at you?
I don't know. You just told somebody to go get in bed.
My son. You heard that? I was whispering it. I'm sorry. He keeps coming down every 10 minutes. Are you done yet? Are you done yet? No, I'm not done yet. Because I'm outside, you know. So he came along to the sliding glass doors.
Hey, it's like anything else. You don't know. If you don't know the life. If you don't know, if you don't, like Fran says here, people don't know or understand a biker patch or a life. Education trouble, how, you know. If you don't get educated, you're going to get hurt. If you walk into the wrong place, you're going to get hurt.
I agree.
Stacey, you saw that picture of me the other day when you said, is that you, mister? When you saw that picture, what did you think when you saw that picture? Not knowing it was me, but you just saw that picture of a guy on a bike.
Like a first impression type deal?
Yeah.
Like if I didn't know you, I would think, A, you were a hardcore biker. You know, and I don't know. I don't think that's a good question to ask me because, you know, I mean, I go with the lifestyle, or so to say, and I think if I wasn't a person involved with the lifestyle, that would be a better question to ask, you know, because I looked at you and I was like, oh, okay, you know, and that was that. But if you asked, I think you should ask somebody that doesn't know anything about it and see what their reaction would be.
Okay, here.
A better interpretation.
A different scenario. I'm rolling down the freeway. You look in the mirror and I've come up behind you. What do you do?
Me? I usually slow down to take a look at what they're riding. You know, I'm like, ooh, do they have long hair? You know, goatee? What's on their bike? You know, that's what I do. I like, you know, slow down, and I have to get me a look. It's like my fix, you know. So,
well,
once I
start splitting lanes when I get on the freeway,
yeah,
and I get that first car moves to the left, and it's like a domino effect all the way down.
You know, I always like look out for the bikers, you know. I'm not on their ass. I'll stay 4 feet behind them. If people are behind me on bikes, I am courtesy. I like brake on time with enough time for them to stop. I use my directionals. You know, I just give a common courtesy to them.
Yeah, I got cut off today, and it was pretty close. And my initial reaction was to, you know, go after the guy, but it just happened. There were some police there and everything, and everybody saw it, and they, you know, it was just kind of like, wow, that's just. Sometimes it's just what you live with when you're riding a bike.
Yeah.
You know, you have to stop, and you have to remember that people just don't see you, and I don't make assumptions, but sometimes I think people just don't care.
Yeah, that's it right there. Because people, you know, racing around cars and trucks, they don't care.
I have to say one more thing. I do have to go, but I wanted to say one more thing before I did. We still could use some volunteers. If anybody wanted to help, they can call our offices at 858-459-2314 and speak with Joan.
Did you get a hold of Fran to take pictures?
Yeah, she did call and everything, and she was supposed to send me something, but I haven't received it yet, so I'm going to have to give her a holler again.
Okay, because she's here now, and you just hollered at her.
Oh, did I? Okay, well, I'm going to be, I do have to leave, though, but I will give her a call a little bit later. Good night, everyone. Thank you.
Good night.
Okay, and night. We'll talk to you. I'm going to take a break real quick here. I'm going to give you a little Kid Rock. I'll be right back.
Awesome.
Fall out of a third-story window because our apartment's three levels high, and I got word this afternoon that I guess she had passed away, and she was little too, and then there was another one in Cranston, Rhode Island, except this child was an autistic child left in the hands of a babysitter. And she went out a third-story window. So, you know, I think parents with little kids that live up on the second and third floor of apartment buildings really need to keep an eye because they move quick and accidents happen, and unfortunately, death resulted in one of these, and it was right around the corner from where my best friend lives. And the only thing I can really say on a positive note to be informative is that if you have small children or you have special needs children and you live up that high, put the screen up top, drop the windows to the bottom, and that way, you know, there's no room for error. There's no chance. But being we're getting ready to kick off the summer this weekend and to have something like that take place, it kind of is a little bit heart-wrenching. So that's pretty much that, you know, going around where I'm at anyways, you know. In the bigger cities, there's a lot more other stuff going on. Now, are you going to any more runs, promoting anything more, or, you know?
Yeah, but I haven't got all the information yet except for one that's going to be June 10th. The San Fernando chapter is going to have their low bars, high cars. Veterans Park. And then,
nice.
I'm getting some comments here. Like Mark in Long Beach says, traffic makes way when Phil starts splitting lanes. He scares the hell out of them. Yeah, he scares the hell out of those drivers in front and the bikers behind that are trying to keep up with him.
So you drive like a madman, do you?
I ride like I stole it.
Where's Nora? What happened?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, did she go AWOL on us or what?
No, I'm here. Just listening.
So is all the craziness now out of Chicago, Nora?
No, we got the Democratic Convention coming.
That shouldn't be too bad, you know. It's not as bad as...
In the 60s, it was bad. Who knows what they'll do this time.
Yeah, because, like, everything else, you know, there's a lot of traffic in the chat room right now about everybody coming together. And, yeah, it's like I said, if you get 10 people and 9 pay the ticket, you're really not accomplishing anything. But politics will spoil it every fucking time. We need to put the politics to the side, the attitude to the side, the hatred and all that shit, come together as one. And we could be the biggest, because there's 2.3 million registered motorcyclists in California.
Wow.
If we all came together for one fucking day and just not wore a helmet, we'd shut down the court system. Just for one day. Can't even get them to do it for fucking 10 minutes. One day. If I could get everybody in California to ride the bike to take off their helmet, fuck, we'd shut down the court system for at least 6 months.
Wow.
That's a lot of red.
Yeah, there's always going to be controversy, you know, whether it be good, bad, or indifferent. And where 5 people say, yes, this is the way to go, you're going to have 5 other people that say, no, we're not going there. You know, and
A summer ago, not last summer, but the summer before, I received this email about this girl on a bike in I think it was Hungary, and she was naked on the back of the bike wearing a helmet. They drove all around the city, and nothing happened until they didn't get pulled over until she took off the helmet.
Oh my God!
Wow. So we tried that in Oceanside. Me and another guy 2 years ago, with 2 girls. They didn't bother us. They didn't bother us. Until they took off the helmets.
Wow.
How weird is that?
You can get away with public nudity as long as you have a motorcycle and you're wearing a helmet.
Oh, you get away with public nudity as long as you're wearing a helmet, I guess. But, yeah.
Wow.
I got a call from one of the guys who gets it. He's an older sergeant here, and he was laughing. He goes, you're a ballsy little fucker. He goes, I heard that what you told him. Hey, we've been riding around for 2 hours. He said, you told the guy, we've been riding around for 2 hours, and now you're going to stop us because they took off the helmets?
Oh, my God. That's great, though.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like when I'm, it's just like, since Mark decided to bring that up, but it's just like when I do split lanes and I get the car on the right that doesn't want to move over. So I kind of, the guy, as soon as the guy on the left sees, he moves over. So I got a pretty good clear shot to get through. But I always stop by the driver's window and I look that way. And then when they spot the, and then when they spot the hammer on top of my saddlebag, they casually move over.
Yeah. Well, now we got Laconia coming up next month in June. You know, that's going to be a big to do up in New Hampshire, and it creates a lot of traffic. The blessings of the bike.
I just got an instant message. Somebody wants to know how much it is for a ticket. It's $159. You pay for that ticket.
For no helmet?
For not wearing a helmet, yeah.
Wow. Wow, you guys got it bad. I don't have to worry about it here.
Yeah, well, what is up with, like, all the California Patrol, et cetera, et cetera? They're, like, crazy on you guys.
They're
on
broke.
Bikes.
They're broke.
Yeah, because I mean, we get our normal hassles here on the East Coast, and I'm going to assume some people get more hassled than others. But, like, some of the things you tell me, you know, weekly, I'm just blown out. I'm like, you know, at least this area of the East Coast where
I'm
at.
Well, I can tell you for true fact, okay, true. Not talking out my ass here. This is true shit. I can go downtown, okay, tomorrow night. I go downtown at 9:30. By 9:40, they're 10 deep. Because I've already been accused of holding court. Because people walk up, give me a hug, shake hands, whatever, we sit and bullshit for a little bit, and then the next group comes, and then the next group comes, and they're watching.
Well,
nobody sees one car, one cop, nothing until I show up.
I'm gonna tell you something. The only thing that they do around here is if you're standing in the local Dunkin' Donuts and you legitimately just got your coffee and you might be talking to a few other people outside smoking a cigarette, whatever, the cops will come in and break it up. That's their excitement for the night, kicking people out of the donut shop because they don't want nobody loitering outside. Heaven forbids if you should have a casual conversation with somebody you don't even know who's standing outside having their coffee and smoking a cigarette. Yeah, they're like, inside or leave. Yeah, that's what they do for excitement over here.
Yeah. Hey, Fran, if you look at how I wrote that and it comes out, if you write whatever swear word you want to write and put one letter period, it'll come out. Just like if I write this, and I'm writing fuck right now.
Oh, you're teaching people how to talk dirty in the chat room.
Exactly.
Fran needs to get her swears on, huh? Uh-oh. What is she fired up about?
She started to bullshit, but she says it's funny. If I were on the show, I could say bullshit, but I'm not allowed to type it. So I just showed her how to type it.
Yeah.
And Art said, I hadn't thought about that, friend. That's true. No? If you do it that way, Art, you can say whatever you want.
So is the chat
like
room
the kids
full?
Will not realize what we're saying. Yeah, that too. But, no, it's just, it's crazy shit. They don't have anything better to do than fuck with people. And the bad part about it is some of these guys were in the Marine Corps.
Oh, yeah.
Or in the Navy. And I've asked them straight out, hey, when you took your oath, you said you were going to do whatever you needed to do to be involved in this, and now all of a sudden you forgot your oath. forgot your oath when you stood up there and raised your right hand and swore to God, country, and everybody that you would protect the rights of American citizens, and yet here you are violating them. It doesn't make sense to me. And it...
No, that's the truth, and that's a hardcore statement right there. That's like reality check, ding.
I told you before, I'm not just a good-looking guy. I'm smart, too.
Oh, don't put
that
out.
That's his story.
Yeah, that's his story. He needs to get through it. You said something that caught my interest earlier. You said something about poker runs and the government taking the money.
Yeah.
You would...
I've been at them. See, they consider it gambling without a license, so they come and if you're buying raffle tickets, they come and take the money. If you're having a poker run and they find out about it, they come and they go to the last stop and confiscate all the money. They wait till everybody's done and been to the run, and then they show up like the badasses they are and spoil everything by taking the money.
That's horrible.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because normally, like, poker runs are usually for some type of cause or general purpose, aren't they?
Yes. They're either for little kids, disabled vets, veterans,
right.
Paralyzed vets.
So they feel good taking the money away from what it was being raised for. They should be ashamed.
Well, I've asked that question. I've got told I'm just doing my job. Well, you're a fucking asshole while you're doing it. And I get and you see the look I get when I tell them that.
Yeah, because,
this,
you know, on another note.
Here, I'll tell you a story, real quick story. We had a little kid, and the guy who was his nerd, he has, I forget if it's cystic fibrosis or something, but he's confined to a wheelchair, and he lives in Carlsbad, California. And the guy the nurse who takes care of him is a biker. And this little kid asked him, he said, what would you like for your, he asked him, what would you like for your birthday? He said, I'd like 100 bikes to ride by my house. Over 5,000 showed up that day.
Wow.
So when these assholes say we're all fucked up, we're drug addicts, gun runners, dope peddlers, all kinds of shit, they got to look at the other side. Nobody looks at that side. It's like Sonny said a long time ago, nobody remembers when we do good, but they only remember when we do bad.
Yep, that's the truth. People don't remember anything good. They always remember the negativity of 25 years ago or whatever.
Did you hear what I talked about earlier with beware the known criminal gang members?
Go ahead.
Okay. The known criminal gang members are roaming the highways and your neighborhood. They swear an oath to their brotherhood, the thin blue line. Watch for the gang identifiers. Vehicles, typically four-door sedans, SUVs and vans, often painted black, blue, and white. White with sirens and flashing lights at times. Lenco, Bearcat, assault vehicles, and helicopters. Armaments are normally handguns, shotguns, assault rifles, tasers, tear gas, billy clubs, gun belts, bulletproof armor, handcuffs, LRAD, and even drones. The clothing they wear is usually black or blue-collared costume, identical to fellow gang members in the claimed turf, adorned with ribbons and badges which they believe grant them extra rights. Their demeanor may appear friendly, but quick to threaten and initiate force. Demeanor varies dramatically when upholding the thin blue line. Individuals who fit these descriptions have been known to initiate violence. Protect yourself. Arm yourself with a camera and document all your criminal gang interactions. Badges don't get extra rights.
Now that was printed out your way?
I can send it to you. It's on the blog if you want to. If you go to the blog, you can read it.
Yeah, I'll go there, and because I'd like to really, really read that one in depth.
There's another one who says, "Who owns you?" This one's pretty good too. Protect yourself. You're 8 more times likely to be killed by a cop than a terrorist. Individuals wearing badges are not held accountable for their actions. We can change that. Film everything. Transparency is key. Get an objective record and document everything. Names, bad numbers, and timeline. If questioned, ask, am I being detained? If not, walk away. If you are being detained, remain silent and do not consent to any search. Educate yourself. You are the owner of your life, your body, your mind, your energy, and your consequent results of your life's efforts. You have the right to act so long as you don't initiate force. It's freedom coupled with responsibility. Don't buy into the fear and divisiveness peddled by the government. Think for yourself and work to strengthen your community. Be willing to modify your views when presented with better evidence. Have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. Expose yourself to ideas that advance a peaceful, prosperous world through consensual interactions. That's also on there.
Very, very interesting.
You know, there's another one I put up there. It's up there, too. It's called USA Gun-Free Societies and Systemic Bureaucratic and State-Sponsored Gun Control Act Activists. It's Gun-Free Societies equals Systemic Bureaucratic and State-Sponsored Persecution and Murder of Political Dissidents. Remember that. Next time some politician wants to infringe on your gun rights with common sense gun laws. Because who would have thought in the early 1940s, just 3 years after taking guns from citizens, that Germany would be rounding up Catholics and Jews and other ethnics to cleanse their society?
Well, it wouldn't be on the same level as what I'm thinking of. Forget that thought.
Well, you know, sometimes it's whitewashing. They're blowing smoke up your ass.
Well, yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking.
But no one in Washington is being honest or truthful about it.
Well, when have they ever? Here's the thing, too. It's like, you know, they want us as citizens to admit our guilt, admit our faults, admit this, that, and the other. Well, you know, take a hard, cold look in the mirror. You know, because there's more crazier stuff coming out of Washington and everywhere else, you know, that people need to be held accountable for, and they never are. And, I mean, that boils down to the damn local PD departments, because you see all the time, like every other month, at least here, you know, this cop gets busted for DUI or domestic assault, or, you know, the lists vary.
There was a cop in Vegas just got arrested for lewd acts with a minor.
Oh, my God. But the thing is that, you know, they show them going into court, and they're like, you know, they're suspended with pay. And then
because
they
got a stronger union.
Yeah. It's just I don't know. I feel if you're put under the hot seat for something that you're supposed to be upholding, you know, I believe there should be no pay involved until the whole thing has been investigated and decided what is.
It's just like Bill and I talk about. There's not a lot of shows like this, okay? And basically all those listing posts and the one built in Utah are keying in on keywords. Like Bobby wrote in here that they sent a beta letter to notice that they've known they're trolling Facebook and event sites for those keywords, which are poker runs, 50-50s, raffles, because the only ones really, you know, the only ones really can do it are the 501s, but everybody is a 501, you know, the ones that we deal with, the ones that Bill and I deal with are 501.
There should be some type of better guideline for that. Because, like I said, most of those things, and you clarified, they're done for the greater good of whether it be a sick individual or to build something, whatever it may be, and how they can just take that money away, I think that's just ridiculous. It really,
yeah.
Really is.
Because that, you know, it's like these guys are talking about it in the chat room about they made them split up the group, you know, what constitutes a pack run. And nobody, what is it, Art said here, it's the discretion of the cop, because Bobby says no one can produce any document that determines how many motorcycles constitute a pack, which is true. Nobody knows what constitutes a pack. I mean, but it's like the love ride. The people that ride in the love ride, their fucking pack is so long that they get an escort. But nobody says nothing about that, and nobody bothers those guys. I guess it's because Jay Leno leads the parade. I don't know.
Oh, boy. That right there smells foul.
Well, you know, he fucked up, too. This is the first year he made a joke about nobody getting hurt, you know, on the run. He's here. Three people got killed that day.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, one couple got run over by a semi, and another guy dropped his bike or something. But
God bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But, yeah. So it's all it depends on what you do and how you do it, you know?
Nora is way too quiet this evening.
That's okay.
What did you do to her, Phil?
What did he do to you, Nora? Not a thing.
Oh, my goodness. So
I don't know. Are you testy or what?
Who?
Who?
What, are you guys an owl or what?
Yeah. Who?
Well, you said, are you testy? That would clarify either me or her. So we both said, who? Which one were you referring to?
No. It's like anything else. Sometimes we get low on the show, and you know, it's, I don't know.
And sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've always been happy. I think it's just my nature. Like, when I'm not happy, nobody will hear from me. I just, you know, because I normally don't push my bullshit burdens on anybody.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's just me. That's not everybody. Some people are more verbal with their thought process. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, what do you do and how do you do it, you know? Sometimes, I'm still thinking about what we were talking about with this, with the runs and then the politics of trying to get it all together.
Well, it can be really, I mean, if you're a person who likes to read politics or watch on TV or magazines or sit at the donut shop and shoot the shit about politics, and you're for a better cause, a greater good, it can be very, very overwhelming when you start, you know, reading on some of the things that are going on, and you just kind of like put your hand on your head and you're like, you know, when will it stop? Because it just seems to get worse and worse and worse, and any loophole that might have been there before, they're tying knots in, you know, and changing the things as they see fit. And these are the things that it just, you know, in my opinion, it needs to change. It really does. But it's
well, you know,
to make that change.
Do you remember my story about the Oceanside PD health issues?
Yeah. The overweight fat cops.
There you go. Yeah. But, yeah, it's sometimes, you know, the older guys get it. You know, they know we're not out to fuck with anybody. We're just out to be left alone and do what we want to do. You know, Bill and I sat in a room with these two guys for 2.5 hours. We left, we stood up, shook hands. Everything was cool for 6 months, 11 days, and 4 hours until the same cocksucker that I had taken off his bike started fucking people with people in the car.
I just don't get some of the things they do.
Hey, Brian wants to chime in here real quick. Go ahead, Fran. I'm sorry I didn't see you there. Go ahead.
Well, a couple things. You were talking about the show and portrayal and so forth, and the word of policy came up, and once again, I sure wish people would remember that that famous photo wasn't even a biker, and it was a set-up shot, and then, you know what, they made us look dirty. And if a show makes us look dirty, then we must be dirty. Now, you know, Phil, that I've been having a little tit-for-tat with an individual, and he saw nothing wrong with the fact that bikers were being called baboons and that we should not wear helmets so that we could crash and so he could get a biker's heart. Now, to me, I'm sorry. That's a fucking shame. Now, it didn't seem to make much difference if, in fact, Bush did get slapped really bad when he called his daughter-in-law a brown daughter-in-law. Because she's not black. She's not white. I believe she's Hispanic. So he called her a brown daughter-in-law. And then he got slapped for. But you can't use the N-word because it's not appropriate. And when I grew up, there were companies called with the N-word on it. Because that's who owned them. And that they were proud of their heritage. And we've gone so far that even with the name-calling and understanding, people don't understand. They don't understand what a patch means. I remember when, what's that little fat, dumpy guy? Newt Gingrich. He was on Fiesta Island. We had about 500 or so more bikes. Diver was funny because we were the only group that was allowed to actually go into this big gathering, and they didn't dare tell us that we couldn't go in with our knives. And it was funny because I believe it was Diver. He says, we outgunned them. I mean, he shouldn't be afraid of us because at that point we would be the ones to protect him. And a very, very good dear friend of mine said that she should have brought a sign saying, I want to date your sister. And that was a big no-no back in those days. But when people are going to such great lengths to sanitize, wash, whatever you would like to call it, or overlook what is actually being done, bastardizing. And you know something? I am not a fucking baboon biker. I may be fat. I may be well-rounded. I may be a lot of things. I may be old. But I'm not a baboon.
But are you happy?
I'm happy? Well, no, I can stand to lose about 70 pounds. But other than that, I'm not what that guy said on that show. And when the guy is defending it because it's a comedy, my next question would be, how many times have you been out there and those mothers tried to run you off the road or open that damn door on you or spit at you as you go by or thrown a cup of coffee at you? I've had it. I've had it where even a damn cigarette went down my shirt and burnt a hole in my good shirt. But no, it's okay.
Did you get the plate number of that car?
Of course not. I was white-lining.
Oh, next time, get the plate number. I can help you out with that. We can go personally see him.
That's hot.
At this point, if someone does that again to me, I am at this point, I don't have a hammer, but technically I don't think I'm going to need one because I'll probably take that aerial off his car, smash his window with a little bowl on that sucker, and have a face-to-face talk with him. And at that point, he could probably arrest me for assaulting him instead of him assaulting me. He asked me if I had a hair up my butt. Yes, I do. Now, there was also discussion about the patch, and then there's the growth of patches. At that same Fiesta Island, there were a group of well-to-do bikers that showed up, and they had stitched into their leather jacket, so they were well-to-do, and they didn't really understand the implication of a patch. Because their patch read, Junior Hell's Angels. Now, a member did go over and suggested strongly that they remove that, and they just kind of like checked that, like, well, what, yeah, you're going to do about it. And it's like, some words were said. And it was interesting, every single one of those jackets disappeared.
Of course.
But at first, you have to understand these people. And when they're seeing these shows, they're coming out with these cute names. They're coming out with colors. They don't understand what all of that is. And when you have a group of people that don't understand, what do you expect? And now you're asking the police to be able to distinguish the difference between the real ones and those that think they're real, and those that will get us in trouble because they think they're real. So it's a no-win-win situation. This is really a no-win situation.
Yeah.
And it's sad because I have gone to our organization and, you know, one of the letters stand for E, and the E was supposed to stand for education. And everyone in that group said, that's not our job. And I'm trying to figure out, then, what is the E for education for? For us to sit on it? To wave it as a banner? I thought education was part of what we did. And obviously, a number of people have forgotten. And this is what, to me, is sad, is people are forgetting. You know, there was a time where if one of the prospects or a new member was in, and you stepped out of line, you did not step out of line a second time. I can guarantee you that.
No.
And today...
But, Fran, it's like this, okay? If it was me, you, Bill, and everybody down at a bar, and a photographer started taking pictures, and I walked over and slapped him in the side of the head with a fucking bottle of beer, I'd be going to jail, and they'd confiscate the fucking video to hang me.
That's correct.
If I'm doing a gun deal under a fucking sign that says, Welcome to Lakeside, and I'm looking clearly at the fucking plate number, ATF would be up my ass to fucking in a heartbeat.
That's true. And what's amazing is the people that watch it think that it's hilarious and it's real because it's so close to some of the shows that are real. You know, Pop, I think that's humorous. You know, they actually frisk and hope that they don't get pricked. You know, I mean, that's real. But when you have a sitcom or whatever you want to call it that portray very close to a real police supposedly story of arrest and what have you, then they don't know the difference. They see it as gospel. And this where we're you know, where is the fine line? What is acceptable? If they had said in 2 and a Half Men, if they had said, you know, a white Jewish fat lady riding a bike ought to have an accident so we could have her heart, do you think that the Jewish League wouldn't jump on that? Do you think
and the fat woman would, the fat women would too.
Okay, thank you very much. But the fact that everybody is just overlooking how this is, and that this is acceptable because this is comedy. To whom?
All of women need to
the biker women need to have shirts made up with the 2.5 men people on it with one of them little stamp out things that says void.
Either that or a shirt says fuck those guys.
Yeah, well, it should have, like, the back of it should have the quote, the actual thing that was said, and you put all their faces on the front with a big stamp. That'll get the word out.
Or have his face on the tombstone of 2.5 men.
Yeah.
And, actually, that would be better. Because then that would be, you know, we're going to bury you. Because to tell people out there to kill us, and that's what they're doing. They're saying go out and kill us so that good people can have a heart.
Yeah.
And that, to me, I'm sorry. I don't see the humor in that.
Which actor was the one that said that line?
It's the wimpy guy.
Okay.
I don't watch 2.5 Men. Someone told me that I should try and watch that one episode. It happens that a friend of mine had recorded essentially all of them because she likes watching them. And I actually found it. I actually put the clip on my website. I have put it up on Facebook asking people, you know something? Get a hold of them. I'm saying, this is not acceptable. You're telling people to go out and kill bikers so that good people can have a heart. And when I played it for a couple of people, when they really listened to what was being said, were appalled at it. A couple of years ago, there was it was Sunday morning, one of those shows, and an older woman on there, and she says, "Thank God I'm not a biker." And I forget the rest of it. And I mean, I jumped on that immediately. How dare she put down a biker? She doesn't know anything about our lives. She doesn't know anything about what we do. And I'd like to see half of these people do a third, an eighth of what most bikers do. Because they can't even shake a leg. And when you're talking about raffle, do they go into a church and steal their money? No. Why not? Aren't they just as good? Is it that they have too much political pull? I don't know. But that should not be. If you want to do equal and fair, good. Then let me go see you go rouse some churches and steal their money. That's supposed to go to whatever. And when you, there was something you were talking about, the love ride. What you really want to do, you want to do something with the love ride? Go look at where all that money is spent. Only a quarter of all the money is made actually goes to the charity. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Yeah.
Okay. So I can't support a group that, you know what, you want to go to a party? There's so many damn parties out there. Have one of your own. But if you're going to have something that's special, and we hold a lot of special things, the Ride for Kids, the Snowman and his group, Blues Fighters, are doing the took over. The Christmas thing for the kids. We don't ask for a dime. We just ask for a toy.
Okay.
All right? There's so many events that we do that is just pure profit, and it goes strictly to whatever it is.
Yep.
So, I mean,
well, you know, Bill and I, we won't get involved in anything till we do a little investigating first.
I mean, there was an agency that took it on the nose because they decided to hire a musical group that cost $3,000, and we could have gotten them one free that to help pay for that van. I'm not going to say what agency, but I don't want to go there. Okay? And you know what? They've paid for it ever since. Because a lot of bikers can't trust them anymore. And once there's mistrust, it's gone. It's over. I mean, this is one of the reasons that I like the biker so much, is it's very similar to my own culture, which is being in the death world. The death world is first your death, and then you are whatever else, and then we'll deal with whatever else afterwards. But first your death.
Right.
Bikers, you're at a meeting. We're all bikers. We're all one. And then we deal with the stuff afterwards.
Like I said, if we could put the politics aside, everything would work out better. But everybody just, it's got to be my way.
Well, the my way is going to be a very short way, primarily because we don't have anything left anymore. And they're not seeing it.
Yeah.
I just see that it's the end of the night already. Damn. Where'd it go?
I don't know, but we're at the end of it. And, Fran, I ask you to call in next Tuesday early if you can. And whatever you want to talk about, write yourself down a few notes, like a bitch note. And
Wow, you fire.
Yeah. Thank
Fran
you guys are friends.
Yeah, Fran knows me.
I know, that's why I said, thank God you guys are friends. Anybody
yeah.
else would have taken that wrong.
That's what I mean. And send me an email, a copy of it, and over the weekend, and I'll look at it Monday night or Tuesday morning, and we'll go from there.
I think if you go look at the email or the Facebook that you gave us
yeah.
some stuff on, go back and reread what I put there. And
I read that a little while ago.
Okay, well now I just think of something else where
okay.
in a mine also in a different township,
uh-huh.
they wouldn't let us with such drive the scooter because they said, don't you have a man that can test it for you? This is a fucking Vespa.
Yeah.
She rides 1100 out in the desert and this is a Vespa.
Mm-hmm.
They challenged her on her riding ability.
Wow.
Yeah, this is...
What
this
was
is,
that?
I don't know, but I won't tell you what it sounded like. So, what are you doing over there in California?
No.
I'm on a roll. I'm not happy. So I might as well make
yeah.
it better.
Well, I'm going to take us out with this song. I think this one's appropriate. It's by Saliva, and it's called Click Click Boom.
Okay.
I want to see all you guys back here Tuesday. Fran, don't forget to send me that stuff, and I'll get a hold of you. Maybe I'll see you Monday, and I'll give you a hug,
Monday.
And we'll talk about that up on the mountain.
Okay, I'll see you Monday.
Okay.
Have fun.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks.